All right, so we're diving into something today that I think is going to kind of blow some minds
Okay.
because it's something we use all the time,
Yeah.
but we don't really stop and think about it too much. And that is prompts.
Prompts, yeah.
Prompts. We're talking about AI prompts and how we give instructions to these systems and,
Yeah.
we just type it in or we say it and it just seems to work, but there's so much more to it.
So much more, yeah.
So we're going to really get into the nuts and bolts. Today, we're going to look at an essay called What is a Prompt? By Chris Tanzi.
Okay.
Now, if you're not familiar with Chris Tanzi's work, you should definitely check it out. His website is chriscreateswithai.com.
Right.
And he's got a lot of really great content there. And his book, Managing Digital Capital, A Prompt Engineer's Perspective on Amazon, is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I've been meaning to pick that up.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
So our mission today is to really define what a prompt is and how it works. And we're going to be looking at
Yeah.
the difference between a user prompt and a system prompt.
Yeah.
So we're going to get down and dirty with these ideas so you can use AI more effectively.
Excellent.
So first things first, when we talk about a prompt in the context of AI, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, at its most basic level, a prompt is any input that you give to an AI model
Okay.
that tells it what you want it to do.
So it's not just like asking a question.
It can be.
Right.
A question can be a prompt, but there's a lot more that goes into prompting.
Yeah, so Chris Kanzi, in his essay, he highlights that prompts can be a lot of different things.
Yeah.
What are some of the examples that he gives?
Well, you could have something like, "What is the capital of France?" That's a pretty straightforward prompt.
Right, a simple question.
Simple question, right?
Yeah.
You could also give it a directive like, "Summarize this article in 100 words." Or
Okay.
you can give it a structured task like, "Translate this text from English to Spanish."
And then on the more creative end of things,
Yeah.
you could say, like, write a short story about a futuristic city.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting because
Yeah.
you can really start to see how prompts can be used to tap into the creative potential of AI
Right.
and generate things that you might not have even thought of yourself.
And I think what's really interesting about prompts is that they're that connection point between our intention
Yeah.
and what the AI produces.
Totally.
It's like it's that bridge between our thoughts and this technology.
Yeah, I think of it as kind of like the key that unlocks the AI's ability to produce relevant text.
Right.
Without a good prompt, the AI is just kind of sitting there waiting for instructions.
So prompts are everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so we've got a good general overview now. Let's dig a little deeper
Okay.
into these different types of prompts that Chris Tanzi talks about.
Sure.
He mentions user prompts and system prompts.
Right.
So let's start with user prompts. What exactly is a user prompt?
Well, a user prompt is a prompt that's given by the user.
Okay.
It's a direct instruction or a question that you input into the AI system.
So these are the everyday things that people type or say?
Exactly. Things like, tell me a joke or generate a meal plan for a vegan diet.
Or explain the theory of relativity, but make it simple.
Yeah, like that
I'm a.
simple requests,
Right.
but they can be very powerful.
And what I find fascinating is that user prompts can be really different in how specific they are.
Absolutely.
You can be super vague or you can be hyper specific.
Yeah, you can have a prompt like, tell me about space, which
Right.
is very broad.
Yeah.
Or you can have something like, explain black holes to me in three paragraphs.
Much more specific.
Much more specific.
And I think this is a really important point that Chris makes in his essay.
Yeah.
The more specific you are, the better the results you're going to get from the AI.
For sure, you want to give it clear instructions.
Right. It's like if you're asking for directions,
Yeah.
you don't just say, take me somewhere nice.
Right.
You say, take me to this specific address.
Exactly. You need to be precise.
So specificity is key with user prompts.
Absolutely.
Now let's move on to system prompts because these are a little more mysterious.
Yeah, a little bit behind the scenes.
Yeah, they're kind of working in the background. What exactly are system prompts?
So, system prompts are instructions that are usually set by the developers of the AI,
Yep.
and they influence how the AI behaves in general.
So as users, we don't really interact with those directly.
Not usually, no. They're kind of like the ground rules for
Okay.
the AI.
So what are some of the things that system prompts can do? They can like set the AI's personality or something?
Yeah, exactly. They can define the AI's tone of voice,
Okay.
its style, and they can even set boundaries on what it can and cannot generate.
So like content moderation stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want the AI going off the rails.
Right.
So system prompts are there to keep things in check.
So can you give us like some concrete examples of what a system prompt might look like?
Sure. So you might have a system prompt that says something like, you are a helpful, polite, and professional assistant, or you are an AI tutor that provides step-by-step explanations for math problems.
So it's really defining the role of the AI.
Exactly.
And then, like you said, you can have system prompts for content moderation.
Right. Things like, do not generate content that includes explicit or harmful language.
Okay, so system prompts are really important for setting the stage before any user even interacts with the AI.
Yes, they're the foundation that everything else is built on.
Okay, now we've got these two distinct types of prompts, user prompts and system prompts.
Right.
How do they work together?
How do they work together to create a coherent AI interaction?
Okay.
The user prompt tells the AI what you want it to do.
Right.
And the system prompt tells the AI how to behave while it's doing it.
So it's like the system prompt is the guardrails.
Yeah. Like.
And the user prompt is the actual request.
Exactly.
Chris gives a really good example of this in his essay. Can you walk us through that?
Sure. So he imagines a scenario where the system prompt is, you are a customer service chatbot that responds in a friendly and professional manner.
Okay, very specific.
Right. And then the user prompt comes in and says, how do I reset my password?
So common question.
Very common. And because of the system prompt,
right,
the AI is going to respond in a helpful and friendly way.
Yeah.
It might say something like, I'd be happy to help to reset your password. Please go to the settings page and click on forgot password. Let me know if you need further assistance.
So you can really see how both prompts are influencing the AI's response.
Definitely, the user prompt defines the task, mm-hmm. but the system prompt is shaping the tone and the style of the response.
I love that example because it really shows that it's not just about getting the information.
Right.
It's about how that information is delivered.
Exactly. And that's where system prompts become really crucial.
Now, to help us really understand this interplay between user prompts and system prompts,
yeah.
Chris uses some analogies in his essay, which I thought were really helpful.
Me too.
So let's go through some of those.
Okay.
The first one is the idea of a prompt as a GPS destination.
Yeah. So think of your prompt as the address that you type into your GPS.
Okay. So the thing that I want the AI to do is like the address I'm trying to get to.
Exactly. And a clear and specific prompt will lead to a more accurate and relevant response.
Just like a good address will get you where you need to go with GPS.
Exactly. If you're vague with your directions,
yeah.
you might end up in the wrong place.
So clarity is really important when we're thinking about prompts.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's the next analogy?
The next one is the prompt as a restaurant order.
Okay, I like this one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So what's the user prompt in this analogy?
The user prompt is the order that you place with the waiter.
So it's what I want to eat.
Exactly. And a detailed order will result in you getting exactly what you want.
So if I say, I want the pasta primavera with extra vegetables and new cheese,
yeah,
then I'm much more likely to get exactly what I want.
Exactly. But if you just say, I'm hungry,
yeah,
the waiter's not going to know what to bring you.
So just like with prompts, we need to be specific?
Yes. Specificity is key.
Now, where does the system prompt come in with this analogy?
The system prompt is like the restaurant itself.
Okay.
It's the theme, the menu, the rules of the establishment.
So it's like saying, this is a vegan restaurant, so we don't serve meat.
Exactly. Or this is a fine dining restaurant.
Right.
So there's a certain level of formality expected.
So the system prompt sets the stage for the entire interaction.
Yeah, it defines the parameters of what's possible.
And how do the user's order and the restaurant's theme work together?
Well, your order is interpreted and fulfilled within the context of the restaurant.
Right.
So if you order a steak at a seafood restaurant,
yeah.
you're going to be out of luck.
So the system prompt basically sets the boundaries.
Right.
And the user prompt has to work within those boundaries.
Exactly.
These analogies are so helpful.
I think so, too.
Because they really make these abstract concepts much more concrete.
Yeah, they give us a way to visualize how these things work together.
So just to wrap things up, prompts are really the foundation for getting good results from AI.
Absolutely. They're the language that we use to communicate with these systems.
And we've seen that there are two main types of prompts. User prompts, which are our direct requests.
Right.
And system prompts, which work behind the scenes to shape the AI's behavior.
And both are equally important.
Absolutely. And understanding how these two types of prompts interact is crucial for getting the most out of AI.
Totally.
Chris Tanzi's essay is a fantastic resource for anyone who wants to learn more about this.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
You can find it on his website, chriscreateswithai.com.
And don't forget his book.
Oh, yeah, right? His book, Managing Digital Capital, A Prompt Engineer's Perspective, is on Amazon.
Excellent resource.
So I think what's really fascinating about all of this is that as system prompts become more sophisticated, you know, could we get to a point where the AI is not just responding to our requests, but it's actually anticipating our needs.
Like it knows what we want before we even ask.
Exactly. And that's something to really think about.
It's mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing.
The future of AI is going to be wild.
It is. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive into the world of prompts.
My pleasure.
And don't forget to check out Chris's work over on his website, chriscreedswithai.com, and pick up his book on Amazon, Managing Digital Capital, A Prompt Engineer's Perspective.
It's a must read.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.